The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Shut up. Welcome to the Mind Your Own podcast with Aaron Sorensen and Sasha Durkin, where we stick to sports, except when we're not.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mind Your Own podcast. I'm Aaron.
I'm Sasha.
We're just a couple days late on this episode. However, I think it actually might have worked out. But as we have talked about on previous episodes, Sasha and I are just in the state of, we're just in the stage of a very busy season. Mm-hmm. So just a fair warning, we've said this before, but some episodes may be delayed or may arrive on different days within the week, but we will always have new episodes. It's just making sure it works around schedules.
Right.
So with that said, Sasha, how are you? I already know the answer to this, but for our listeners, how are you?
I'm well. It's just, you know, life in general gets to be a lot sometimes. I could do probably a whole entire episode about balance and figuring out what that means and what that looks like on a day-to-day basis. I'm doing my best.
Honestly, that's sometimes all you can do day in and day out is just do your best. I am definitely... this coming back from Ireland was hard just because my schedule had to kind of like, I kept saying it wasn't jet lag. Like I wasn't like overly tired or anything. It was just more getting back into the routine. Mm-hmm. And I'm still not 100% back into my routine because every morning I kind of wake up and already start to kind of feel like I'm behind. Mm-hmm. So, but it's getting better every day. It's getting better. I think being able to, have like almost a straight month of Nebraska home football games is helpful. Yeah. And then just kind of being able to get myself settled before, you know, more travel and everything else is involved will be really good. But yeah, it's just been, and I'm also like, I brought up on last week's podcast, I'm teaching a class at the journalism college. And the first week I was obviously in Ireland and that was really hard. And so then that second week, which was last week, but like, it just felt a little kind of like trying to get my bearings about me.
Yeah.
It was last Thursday that I started to kind of feel like, okay, I'm kind of, you know, getting the hang of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And this week has obviously felt even better. Like I have a good structure of like how like Tuesdays are lectures, Thursdays are class projects, but it's just like, I kind of am really, really big on, I'm a Libra. So if anyone's ever wondering how I operate, I'm very much about fairness. And so like, it's just really important to me that like, as I'm teaching this class, like I want to be fair. I want to make sure that like, I am providing some sort of opportunity to learn where I'm not expecting them to know things that they wouldn't know yet. And that I think is the hardest part is kind of questioning like, what do they know versus what don't they know?
Yeah.
And making sure that I don't have like unreasonable expectations about what they wouldn't know at this point yet in their collegiate career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I was, as you were walking through that, I was reading up what my characteristics are as a Gemini, and all I've ever known is chaos, but I'm clever and I'm extroverted.
Yeah.
But I also like have to have chaos and like, it's structured chaos. I'll say that.
Yeah. Libras are, it is funny because Libras are typically extroverted, which I am not truly an extrovert, but I would say it's more of like, they're friendly, they're outgoing. I'd say that's more where I would say I align, but they're very much about balance, harmony, peace, justice. Like I like fairness. I don't like things to be unfair. I don't like one thing to be, I like equality, if you will. So that's why like our symbol is the scale. But like, it's funny because it's just interesting how personalities exist. Like, you know, whether you're astrology, like you're into astrology or not, like I've taken all kinds of like I've taken, you know, the Gallup Strengths Finders, and I've taken, you know, the other, there's all sorts of them, and they all kind of are about the same. So it's interesting how your personality definitely is like very, like, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
It's very much.
There are definitely traits when you fall under a specific sign. I'm not like super into it, but like my weakness is, sorry to start the podcast off so randomly, but my weakness is,
oh, I've got more random to come. Don't worry.
Indecisive, impulsive, and nosy. And those, I think, would very much describe that about me. But you, I'm a lockbox. I can keep anybody's secrets.
No, it's funny you're saying the randomness of it. I was also going to say, obviously, here at the Mind Your Own podcast, we share our deepest condolences with the royal family. No, the funny thing is I am sincerely, so the day that we are recording this, and if you listen to it right away when it drops or whenever, the reality is we now know that Queen Elizabeth II has died. Mm. I do obviously send my thoughts and love and everything to those that are mourning. For me, I'm like very stunned by this news. Mm-hmm. It's just my joke was more or less because brands are having a whole heck of a time right now. They do not know what they should be doing. The amount of wanting to be part of the conversation when like you don't need to be like
right.
Les Miserables, the musical play, tweeted about like their condolences, and everyone's responses are like, have you ever quite literally watched or read Les Miserables to like, because you tweeting about this is super strange.
Yeah.
Brands are just, I mean, I've already seen Domino's in the United Kingdom tweet and delete their tweet. I've seen Wheels Up tweet and delete their tweet. There's just been all kinds of brands. As a reminder, just because you can doesn't mean you need to. Mm-hmm. It's just been so like interesting to watch. With that said, the historicness of this moment is significant, and I was kind of just like thinking about it, where I'm like, anyone's personal feelings on the monarchy aside, whether you approve, disapprove, don't care, doesn't, whatever, pick your feelings on this range of where you are on it. This is still historic. She was a 70-year leader, the longest reigning member of the monarch. We will likely never see somebody who reigns in quite that length of time ever again. I actually wouldn't be surprised if she is sort of this moment is sort of the springboard forward toward there not being a king or queen within a couple more generations. Like, mm-hmm. I honestly think like Prince George, who is William's son, could be the last to ever be crowned if we get to that point. But it's mm-hmm. just it's interesting when you look at like history in that context, where you're like, for us, we never knew anything different. It would be like if we, now I understand the United Kingdom has parliament and everything, and they have prime ministers, but it would just be like if we had a head of state that our entire lives never changed, and they just always there, and suddenly they're on your money, your national anthem is literally, you know, God save, in this case, the queen. And now suddenly it has to be God save the king. And suddenly your money's going to have a new face. There's just like a lot of like really strange things where, there's like, again, regardless of your personal feelings of anyone, like it's just a historical moment where I'm kind of like, I was really like taken aback. I was like, I'm not prepared to have this news day. I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people did because, the family all started their journey to be by her side.
Mm-hmm.
And when Prince Harry, who had a engagement elsewhere, didn't make that appearance and is instead going to be by her side, you suddenly knew like,
yeah, this is
something's pretty something serious here. Yeah. So anyway, this isn't a podcast about the monarchy, but it could be, but I'm like genuinely pretty sad, but also like, but also just completely like need brands to chill, like brands to stop, like just take it. You don't have to weigh in. It's completely okay.
I like saw the news pop up. I had checked Twitter really quickly, like in between doing stuff today. And I was like, oh damn, I don't know enough about anything when it comes to that, to eat, like have an opinion. And, but I was like, damn, well, everybody's coming in with the hot takes or trying to be funny or trying to just be a part of the conversation. I'm like, I have never seen you ever talk about this subject ever before in my life. What's happening?
Look, for anyone who listened, you can't doubt me. I have been a royal, not like super in the weed. Well, I have a lot of like very complicated feelings about the royal family now more than ever. But like, I like have always been like interested in the royal family. That interest has kind of gone in waves and like my feelings about different people within it and everything else. But long story short, I just think like historically we are living through a moment in history. This is a moment that will live in history books. And I always kind of find those moments really interesting to kind of almost reflect at this moment of like who you are. Like this is kind of maybe more of where like I think that this is kind of an interesting thing is like who you are today. Like where are you today? You think of people who talk about like, I remember where I was when Princess Diana died, for instance. I remember I was watching cartoons. I would get up on Saturday mornings and I would watch cartoons while my mom was still kind of just like taking it easy in the morning. And I just remember being like, seeing the news, it broke into our television. So you think of these like points in your life or like what the world looked like at that moment in time and how the world changes as a result of different things and how, like in that case, it brought along a lot of conversation around paparazzi. And it's just, there's these moments in time where history is kind of like interesting as you're living through it and you're like, you know, 20 years from now and you look back, you're like, this is that point in time and what it looked like at that moment. Right. And so anyway, when we talk about history, here's another hard turn, but it kind of, you know, hopefully history change. Yeah. Like I said, at the top of the episode, maybe it was a blessing in disguise that we didn't record on our usual day, because since then, Nebraska and Creighton have played at the CHI Health Center in Omaha in front of a record-breaking regular season crowd of 15,797 individuals. Mm-hmm. That was also at 5 p.m. on a Wednesday evening. Right. So when you think about the fact that people were either unable to get off work or had to leave work early or whatever else to get there for this game, it was broadcast on FS1 until about middle of the fourth set, which at that point, Nebraska had won the first two sets. It looked like Nebraska was on its way to a sweep until Creighton, like the room for like the most small thing changing the momentum of any game. Mm-hmm. But also when you think about volleyball specifically, the room for error there was so small because Nebraska was on the cusp of almost sweeping Creighton and then also was almost on the cusp of being defeated by Creighton. Right. So this match was wild. There's a lot of really great volleyball. And unfortunately, a lot of people who then didn't have FS2 or weren't able to then get a free trial of Fox Sports Go or whatever, suddenly then had to kind of just, well, thankfully, Nebraska does a great job with its radio broadcast. So you were able to go join John Baylor and Lauren Cook West. But even then, if you're somebody who had been watching and now you're having to kind of configure your how you can consume this now, it was
finished watching a really great game.
Mm-hmm. And I sat there for like 2.5 seconds being like, I just don't want to get into it right now on Twitter. I just don't want to get into it on Twitter. And then I couldn't not say anything. And my big issue that I took with it is, let me give this context for anyone listening, because there's a lot of like things that are wrapped up in this. So they're already saying Saturday night that Nebraska football fans should just prepare for that game to start on FS2. The reason why is the game before that is expected to probably go longer than the 3.5 allotted hours for it. So what will happen in that case is that Nebraska will start on FS2 or a secondary channel until the game before it concludes, and then Nebraska and Georgia Southern will move on to the channel. The reason that that is worth noting is because that is not what happened in this case. And I guess I should say, I think this weekend, and I'm going to look it up just to check myself, I think this weekend is one of those times where Nebraska, Georgia Southern is like, it's like a Big Ten network FS1 situation. But I want to double check my own like knowledge of this because I actually don't really remember where's the game schedule. I can't even get to my own game schedule right now. There it is. Anyway, the reason that I think it's important to call these things out when they happen. So Nebraska volleyball gets bumped from FS1 onto FS2. Where is this game? Is this where? Yeah, FS1. I was going to say, I think you can also stream it on BT, like the
BTN Go or something.
Or like BTN Plus. There's something with all of these. So anyway, it doesn't matter. But more than likely, it'll start on FS2 and then move to FS1 if the game before does not conclude quickly enough. The reason that wasn't the case with Nebraska volleyball versus Creighton is because FS Fox, more specifically, has a contracted deal with the MLB.
Right.
With MLB. Anyway, so they had to go to this pregame show. It was likely a part of this contract deal. I don't blame any person sitting in the control room. I don't blame any of those people. They're doing what is asked of them in a job where they're not a decision maker. If they, I'm not asking somebody who isn't particularly looking to like lose their job to not switch
right. a game. Yeah.
The issue that you run into here though is the contracts, because now in the case of Fox, in this particular case, this is the Big East. This isn't the Big Ten. The Big Ten does have a deal with Fox as well. But in the case of the match between Nebraska and Creighton, this was a Big East Fox deal. This was a part of the Big East TV deal with Fox. I'm going to keep saying that because it's really, really important. The reason it was at 5 p.m. is because that is the time slot that FS1 gave this game through its deal with the Big East. So when they scheduled this game, they basically gave it 5 to 7 p.m. We can all go and yell, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can tweet at FS1. You can tweet at Fox. Mm-hmm. You can tweet at everyone. Please be respectful, understanding that the person that is reading your tweets is a social media manager who is not a decision maker, but they are able to pass this along if enough people say something.
Right.
However, until the Big East, or in the case of the Big Ten when it's their games, or any conference, the NCAA, you name it, is in a decision-making position to force contracts to be written fairly for their sports, this is going to happen. Yep. Because the Big East probably agreed to this 5 p.m. start time for Nebraska Creighton, said, yep, that sounds good. They said, okay, at 7 p.m., we have to have this Padres pregame show come on. And anyone who watches volleyball knows that's often not going to be enough time.
Right.
So if you're the Big East, you need to step in and say, That's not going to work for us
right.
in this contract. If you want this game, we're going to need more time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it goes longer than that 2 hours, it can't get moved. Or if you're going to do that where it's 2 hours, we need that leeway time
right.
contracted in where whatever is coming up after it has to go to another channel until you can move it on to the channel that we're on.
I'm sorry, a pregame show, by the way? I thought it went straight to the game.
No, it was a pregame show, which was like the
most infuriating. That's even more infuriating. Yeah.
And there were a lot of like, there are a lot of really strong feelings about this. And I think it's just, for me, if you're going to talk about growing women's sports, growing specific things like volleyball, and I understand that Nebraska is a very unique place in its love for volleyball outside of even just the University of Nebraska. But when you look at Creighton,
right.
Nebraska at Omaha, Wayne State, the high school level. Like when you look at what volleyball means to the state of Nebraska, I understand it's unique. But if you want to create that elsewhere, you have to have it. You have to make it. You have to make it something that other people can be exposed to.
Yes.
So giving it the time where if somebody was flipping through the channels last night and they get there and they're watching the fourth set and they're like, wow, this is a really good match, allowing them that opportunity to see that match through. Mm-hmm. Because if you would have watched that fifth set, you would have been going, volleyball is incredible.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm very disappointed, I think, in how that was handled, because and I don't want to say I think, I am really disappointed in how it was handled. And it's one of those things where, like, I'm very cognizant of, like, where the blame should be laid. It's really easy for me to, you know, just go, well, it shouldn't have been moved. But that puts blame on somebody who doesn't actually make that decision. There's not, like, a person sitting in New York City that's like, all right, it's this time, I'm switching the channel. Like, there's contracts and agreements and all of these things that go into every single piece of all of their programming, which I understand. Mm-hmm. So I want to understand how we are not changing the contracts to ensure that these type of things don't happen.
Yep. Exactly.
It doesn't happen for other sports.
It doesn't. And what I said when we were discussing this a little bit last night was, if this was, and you kind of mentioned this at the beginning of this topic, but if this was, let's say, a blowout game or a slower game or whatever, if it was a men's sport or, you know, men's athletic something, and it was a blowout game, would they switch it to volleyball? And I said, literally immediate, like, I was like, no, they would not. Contractually, especially if it was, like, let's say college football, they would not do that, period. Mm-hmm. Because of the people, like, I don't even care what people's like, well, oh, college football, you know, rules all. Well, you know what? I guarantee you, if you looked at ratings, the majority of people are going to turn off a game like that and go find something else to watch or something more exciting. I would much rather watch an incredible volleyball match like what happened last evening then watch a blowout or slow football game, like, period.
And the thing is I think for me, it's like the reality of what we experience and what, like, what you're saying about this wouldn't happen in other games and other sports is true. I think when we can step back and we talk about systemic, so many things, systemic racism, systemic misogyny, systemic, like, a lot of these things where, like, if you ask somebody, like, do you feel like you have a bias, they're going to say no, because we don't often see our own biases. We don't understand them until we really take a hard look at things.
Yep.
But for me, like, when I look at the case of what happened, there is a bias that exists clearly somewhere where this is allowed to happen, where this was a game that got squeezed in. And it was kind of like, honestly, it felt like, to a degree, just kind of doing a favor of like, oh, sure, we'll put it on FS1. And, you know, if, in my opinion, if that's the case, if it's going to be like this in the future where it's like, yeah, we can give you 2 hours, but, like, if it goes beyond that, like, too bad, we're moving this off of it, then don't take it at all. There are plenty of people who would have been happy to broadcast that. I'm sure Nebraska Public Media would have been thrilled to take that game and show it across the state. Now, you might not then grow it outside of the state, but, like, at the same time, at least it would have been given the time and attention that it deserves. Mm-hmm. I understand, again, it was the Big East partnership with FS1, but it's like if FS1 or Fox or whatever specifically wasn't interested in really truly broadcasting that game to the degree it deserved, go talk to the Big Ten. Go talk to the Big Ten Network. Would the Big Ten Network have been more interested in providing it that space and time? I guess it just, like we already said, starting off this topic, is we already know in advance that Nebraska football is likely not going to start on FS1 if the game prior on Saturday runs longer. You already know 2 days, 3 days prior what to do in that case. It's going to start on another channel within the Fox network family.
So why don't we know that for volleyball?
Well, I think a lot of people were like, oh, well, they told us. Yeah, they told you 5 minutes before the switch. I didn't know that. I had no idea walking into that game that if it hits, you know, a certain time frame at, you know, two and a half hours, whatever it was into, I think it was 2.5 hours. I think it was 7:30 that it switched. But, like, if I did not know walking into that match that at a certain time point it switches off air. No idea. And I guess my, like, own, like, misunderstanding of the situation is I would have thought whatever was coming after it would have started on another channel.
Right. Exactly. Especially, like, with the status of the game that it was in when the change happened. Like, I just don't, I think that's part of the thing that bugs me the most about this is like, I get like there's contractual obligations and stuff like that. And maybe it really did say hard out at 7 o'clock. Okay, cool. But you can't recognize as a network that this is an incredible moment mm-hmm. and this is an incredible game. And you didn't recognize that. And you went to a Major League Baseball pregame show instead. Like, that's astonishing to me a little bit. It's not, but it is.
I think I'm actually more surprised right now that we haven't seen a statement, actually. Yeah. And that's something that, I don't know, it really actually kind of bothers me a little bit because I know that they felt a lot of pressure. I know there were a lot of people tweeting about it. And maybe at the end of the day, they just thought, it doesn't matter. We get more viewership from, you know, our MLB partnership or something. Like, I don't know. Like, there's 100 million different like excuses mm-hmm. that you could, but I was really fairly confident where I'm like, oh, I bet we hear from Fox being like, you know, here's our explanation of what happened, which honestly, I kind of would love to have an explanation of what happened. I would yeah. kind of love to have them even, I don't need them to apologize. It's not like that. I just kind of would love for them to explain the reason that this moved was because we're all saying it's likely a contracted situation, right. which is why it happened. But like, I would love for them to say that and just confirm it to be true, because what if it's not?
And yes, then it's exactly. Like, then what's the deal?
Yeah. I mean, I think like I was more or less a little bit, I think taken aback that I didn't see anything, and they got called out pretty hard. I will say like Amy Just with the Lincoln Journal Star, she wrote a column that basically talked about how everyone won yesterday with the exception of Fox. Like, they were the only loser in the entire thing. And I know I saw plenty of tweets. They're cognizant enough. They're not missing the fact that Nebraska fans and Creighton fans and just volleyball fans in general were really disheartened by what happened. So I don't know. I just kind of had like thought maybe we would hear something from them at this point. And it's more, in my opinion, disappointing that they haven't, because just so everyone knows, all of these TV networks have PR departments. A lot of like ESPN, like they have like ESPN PR or something like that, where they like release their own stuff. And in fact, I just looked it up. Fox Sports has its own PR. Fox Sports PR is their very specific Twitter handle, where they're celebrating all of their different wins across all of their channels. About like, I'm looking at it right now, that Monday's NHRA U.S. Nationals telecast delivered 840,000 viewers, plus 9% better than the previous year. They're talking about, you know, Fox NFL regionalization. They're talking about all this. And actually, like, what's super disappointing now that I'm looking at this, and I'm not going to get myself all mad and like upset again, because I don't need to be, but I'm looking at this Fox Sports PR, which like, you would think at this point, like, they would be tweeting about the fact that FS1 hosted a volleyball match in front of a record setting regular season crowd. And the fact that it's not on their PR page, like, it's just kind of like, it's just amazing to me. Like, it's just I'm kind of looking at this and it's like, all right, so we have a tweet on a racing about, you know, with men's, it's mostly men in that situation, NFL men. An NFC reporter is a woman who was added, which is great, but still it's about a men's sport. It's just like, you kind of start to go through like what they're promoting. Yeah. And I'm going to say there's not a lot of promotion for women's. It takes me until September 2nd. So we're 6 days to get something about the U.S. women's national soccer team. And like, that's the kind of stuff where now I'm going to sit here and be bothered by this.
So. Yeah. So I'm going to close that, but no,
I'm just going to close out of that for a
hot, if it's telling you a story, it's telling you a story. I do agree with you. I think that it's I wouldn't say bizarre, but it's disheartening that something hasn't come out, at least something. Like,
just even like, heck, like, even just celebrating the fact that you're in front of like that many, like, I don't know. And like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I know, like, I saw, for the record, I saw the Big Ten tweet about it. I saw the NCAA, at least they're just their volleyball account. I'm guessing it was just their volleyball account. But like, there's, yeah, the NCAA is mostly just like their own staff doing stuff. Yeah. So like, I get that. So it was NCAA volleyball that shared it, but still, like, there were big organizations that were involved in this. The Big East, you know, shared something about it. So I'm like, yay, good for, you know, all of those entities. But like, I guess if you're going to be Fox and you're going to carry this game,
I feel like that's like a huge win for being a network. Like I that's a little befuddling to me.
Yeah, I'm now looking to see, and I don't appear to be missing anything, because I was like, I'm trying to see if maybe I happen to just miss something.
Yeah.
I am just looking to see if like maybe they did, and no, it just looks like it kind of was. This is disappointing, because it's just like, this is like the easiest thing to do from a PR perspective, of just like celebrate the things that are on. I don't know. Here's kind of like an adjacent piece to this. And this is, if you're ever somebody who ever runs a brand account, I'm very, very cognizant of this, because it's been pointed out to me before. It's just something to be mindful of and to pay attention to. But when I look at like, so I'd have to go look it up, and I'm not prepared for this. So please, no one like hold me accountable to like this direct information. Like it's out there. You can Google it. But somebody did a thing where they were looking at like sport brand, like Instagram accounts, to see their basically the
ratio of
their ratio of how often they were sharing women versus men, people of color versus, you know, white passing individuals, I suppose I should say. And I'm very, very aware of that, especially like just being as representative as possible, because like the thing that I think this is the crux of what we get to so often, is representation matters, and representation means a lot to people, whether it tells them what is possible or what they can do for themselves, or it makes them feel less alone, or suddenly they see themselves in people. Like, you know, I like think about the Nebraska volleyball teams today, and it's not because they weren't amazing in the 90s. They were. Heck, I went to Nebraska volleyball camps. It's not like they weren't amazing then too, but there's something about like, say, a Nicklin Haynes that is so sincere and special. And she just kind of like stands out, where I'm like, she is going to be so impactful for young girls who are going to watch her and see that like they can be very much who they are. Like, I think of like a Becca Alec, and like people make comments of how she's always so fired up, and I love every second of it, because she is not afraid to be Becca. She's not afraid to be loud. She's not afraid to be excited. She's not afraid. She is not minimizing herself to fit within an expectation of what women should or should not be. She is just who she is. And I think about that when I look at so many of these women, whether it's in volleyball or soccer or, you know, softball, but then even beyond that, when we talk about other sports and being fully representative of the individuals that are making up these teams, if we're not actively thinking about that, as people who have the power to be thinking about that, as the ones who are pushing media out to the world, then we are doing a disservice to the people that are consuming our product, because we are not giving them the full scope and the full story. And I think to tie that all back in, that is where an FS1 made a misstep.
Right.
Because there is something that happened there where whenever they scheduled that game, they did not think about what happens if this game goes longer than 2 hours. That conversation was not had from an FS1 Fox level. It wasn't had at the Big East level. It wasn't had at the decision-making level.
Right.
And if it doesn't get called out and if people aren't talking about it, it's not going to be addressed in the future. And this will happen again.
Exactly. Yep.
So I just, I'm now mad that I went and looked at.
Well, it's anything. I think it's frustrating too that like we're constantly repeating ourselves, because it keeps happening? Like, and I know that these conversations are important, and I know that it upset a great many people, especially here locally. I just wish we could speed up the process of recognizing this stuff a little bit faster, because it's like infuriating. It goes from being upset and like bummed out to pointing out miscalculations and just straight up oversights to just being effing pissed.
Yeah.
Like, why are we still doing this type of stuff?
And yet here we are. I guess, like, as we kind of wrap up this week's episode, because I need to not allow myself to get too mad because I have to go teach a class. Although maybe it's good for them to see me fired up at the same time. No, I was going to say really quick, if you're somebody who's listening, you're like, what can I do? I did tweet this as well. There is no harm in tweeting at Fox or FS1 mm-hmm. or sending emails or whatever. Just please be mindful and respectful. As a reminder once again that whoever's on the other end of those emails or on the other end of that, you know, tweet is not a decision maker. They are the messenger. So yep. Your message is more likely to be relayed on if you give them something significant, like sincere and significant to pass on. So like whenever anyone reaches out to Hill Varsity and says, hey, got something or got an idea or whatever the case is, if they're coming at me from a place of like constructive feedback, criticism, whatever, and they're not being disrespectful, mm-hmm. I am much more willing to listen and be able to pass that along. If I am getting attacked in that moment, it becomes more of a like, okay, hold up a second. Unless right. like there was a deserved reason for it, I guess I should say. Like if I did something like just completely like awful, like absolutely. But I just think like being very clear in what you're asking and what your expectations are and not being mean mm-hmm. will help, because the more pressure that they feel and the more they can share those on and be like, we're getting more emails, we're getting more tweets, we're getting more messages, like that will help in the long run. So If you're asking, what can I do? It does work to send emails, to send mm-hmm. messages. Just don't be a jerk in the process.
Right. You can get your point across without like screaming or using obscenities. And like you just said, like it has more of an opportunity to be received and taken seriously if you also take seriously the message that you are trying to get across.
Yes. Oh, well, It is a time, but you know, the hope is that with every time these things happen, we learn and we address them and we are better for them than we were before. So I hope this is a learning lesson, not just for Fox Sports and FS1. I hope it's a learning lesson for any television network. And I do hope, because somebody tried to pull this out as like an example of like trying to prove some kind of point. It wasn't the point that they didn't make the point they were trying to, but they basically said, well, how many volleyball matches are they even streaming anyway? And to that I say, not enough. So thank you for pointing it out. This is a sport that people should be excited about. And just so you all know, the men's game is equally as exciting. It's an entirely different game. They play it very differently. It's the style of play on the men's side. It's very, very different. But like when we talk about growing this game, I'm not just interested in growing the women's side of it. I'm interested in growing the men's side of it too.
As a whole.
Mm-hmm. Let's put them all on TV. So if you're going to bring that up to me as a point of like, well, how many are they even showing as like, you should just be grateful that this one barely got itself on television. Mm-hmm. My answer to that is you just pointed out a fundamental problem. So let's address it. And so I appreciated that person basically not truly doing what they thought they were doing.
Right. Yes.
But
it happens more often than not.
Well, we will be back next week, I assume, on our regular scheduled day. But if for some reason we are not, don't fret. We'll be around. You can always follow us at Erin Sorensen, at Sasha72. We will let you know if for some reason it's going to be a day late or something. So just be sure to follow us and we'll let you know. And you can also email us at mindyourownpodcast@hillvarsity.com, which we do have access to. So we will hop into that mailbox and go over all of the fun stuff here soon. So stay tuned. And also, thank you as always for listening. We will be back next week with even more.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
A Hoda Media Production.